From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Nigerian jihadist group Boko Haram released a new video Sunday purportedly showing some of the Chibok girls it kidnapped in 2014 and claiming that others have been killed by government airstrikes. One of the abducted girls pleads in the video for the government to release detained militants so the girls can be freed. More than 200 Chibok girls are still missing. Thousands of Syrian civilians are back in the ruined northern city of Manbij after U.S.-backed fighters drove the last Islamic State extremists from their stronghold near the Turkish border. Extremists abandoned Manbij Friday, retreating toward the ISIS-controlled border town of Jarabulus, along with nearly 2,000 civilians. Manbij was a strategically important link and supply lines to Islamic State's headquarters in the Syrian city of Raqqa. Hundreds of protesters brave heavy rain in the Philippines capital Sunday, denouncing President Rodrigo Duterte's plan to honor the late dictator Ferdinand Marcos with a state burial in a heroes cemetery in Manila next month. Also among the protesters were victims of torture and imprisonment during Marcos' time in power and those who sympathized with them.
Hearing someone who was a dictator and a torturer and who stole from us and they have not admitted to anything. How can we just sit back and, in the memory of all those that died, that disappeared, how can we just let them do that?
President Duterte argues that Marcos deserves to be buried in the Hero Cemetery as a former soldier and president. This is VOA News. An angry crowd threw rocks at police and set fires to businesses Saturday in the central U.S. city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, after police officers there, shot and killed a man allegedly running from a traffic stop. The mayor of Milwaukee, Tom Barrett, gave this account of the shooting.
He ordered that individual to drop his gun. The individual did not drop his gun, held the gun, or I shouldn't say, I don't know that for a fact, but had the gun with him, and the officer fired several times. He was hit by two bullets, one in the chest, one in the arm. That individual, it's a 23-year-old man, has died.
One Milwaukee police officer was hospitalized with a head injury sustained during the disturbance following the shooting. The officer who shot the suspect is on administrative leave while the investigation is underway. The unrest follows a peaceful protest and occasional violence in U.S. cities during the past 2 years following high-profile police killings. Police say the man who shot, or rather attacked, passengers on a Swiss train with a knife and burning liquid has died of his wounds. A woman attacked during Saturday's rampage also died. Authorities say three others, including a 6-year-old girl, remain in critical condition. So far, Swiss police say they have not found no indication the Swiss man has ties to extremist groups. Kurdish Peshmerga forces in Iraq, back the U.S.-led airstrikes, have begun an operation to retake villages around Mosul from the Islamic State militants. Peshmerga officials said Sunday several villages have been secured. Iraq's leaders have promised to end the Islamic State's 2-year control of Mosul this year. Egyptian authorities have released two prominent human rights activists who had been jailed for more than a year for demonstrating against police brutality. Egypt has undergone an unprecedented crackdown on free speech, political opposition, and any dissent under general-turned-president Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who has promised stability and the revival of a still-faltering economy in need of reform. And in Rio, Sunday's events features the title The World's Fastest Man when Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt, the world record holder, goes for an unprecedented third straight goal in the 100 meters despite a sore hamstring. Bolt's mother describes her feelings before her son's Olympic race.
I know it's a bit nerve-wracking, but I am awaiting his run because I know he'll be doing very good.
The mother of Usain Bolt. For details on these stories and much more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.